Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by Menlo Park Dental Excellence, providing general dentistry with quality care to all patients, serving patients one at a time with no triple booking, flexible hours Monday through Saturdays, mpdentalexcellence.com.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. The eastern span of the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge is going to open to traffic around Labor Day weekend after all. The bridge has been in the works since the Loma Prieta earthquake of 1989. Nearly a quarter of a century and more than $6 billion later, the Oversight Committee has given the go-ahead, despite concerns the bridge is riddled with brittle steel. Officials with the Federal Highway Administration decided drivers would be safer on the new span with a temporary workaround than they would be on the old bridge. This was only the latest debate over the state's biggest construction project ever, and committee chair Steve Heminger insisted yesterday there have been more than enough reviews and reviews of reviews.
The fact that we spent so long getting to construction itself because of political disputes, because of distractions, I do not think it was a case of good behavior.
Opening the bridge will require closing it to traffic on Labor Day weekend. Locals and tourists should plan accordingly. A widely anticipated audit of how California has spent the millionaire's tax on mental health care has determined oversight has been inadequate. Proposition 63 generated billions of dollars by levying a 1% tax on people who make more than $1 million a year. Counties were given the freedom to choose how to spend the money, and an oversight commission was set up. But the state auditor reports oversight was so minimal, it's hard to determine whether the funds were, quote, used effectively and appropriately. The report recommends the state legislature write a measure allowing the state to withhold Prop 63 funds from counties that don't comply with reporting requirements. Coming out of the Great Recession, a lot of California's 112 community colleges are looking a lot worse for wear. The years of budget cuts were brutal, but the hard times also exposed deficits in management at nearly a quarter of the colleges. Perhaps no campus epitomizes this dilemma more dramatically than the system's biggest, City College of San Francisco, the only school at risk of losing its accreditation. The California Report's education reporter Anna Tentakulis has the story.
Imagine you're the captain of a ship that's struggling through a Pacific typhoon, and you're responsible for the safety of tens of thousands of passengers. That's kind of what it feels like to be Robert Agrella.
I think what worries me is the magnitude of the task in getting people to work together.
Agrella is a veteran college administrator, and now he's the state-appointed trustee of City College of San Francisco. That position gives him sole power to make sweeping changes at an institution that serves roughly 85,000 students. Agrella is the son of a cop, which could explain his clean-cut appearance and perfectly organized desk.
Everything's in place.
Fairly neatly stacked, I guess. I try to be very well organized.
Now he's bringing that approach to fix a myriad of financial and leadership issues plaguing CCSF. If Agrella is successful, CCSF could become an example of how a community college can come back from the brink of closure. If not, the school will lose its accreditation by the end of this academic year. Some faculty members have questioned if Agrella is the right man for the job. He's been advising the college's board of trustees for the past year on which reforms to take, without much success. Agrella says his plans haven't worked because trustees and faculty leaders didn't listen.
Some of those people perhaps will change their minds. Some will not. For those that are not, move on. Our agenda is too big and too important to be sidetracked by other agendas.
Agrella's agenda includes everything from hiring an outside auditor to possibly closing campuses and training centers. He also has to develop a worst-case scenario plan if the school closes, spelling out where students could go to finish their education and how the college would handle severance pay and pensions for more than 9,000 unemployed faculty and staff. Meanwhile, faculty members and San Francisco city officials have accused the Accrediting Commission of Community and Junior Colleges of overstepping its authority.
Item number four, hearing to address and discuss the loss of accreditation of the City College of San Francisco.
Okay, recently, San Francisco supervisors challenged the commission's methods. Supervisor David Campos grilled the group's liaison, Gohar Momjian.
So who decides whether or not the accreditation standards have been met?
The commission makes the final determination.
And what standards does the commission follow in making that decision?
I can't answer that question.
And that lack of transparency frustrates CCSF faculty like Counselor Lee Lovett. She says the Accrediting Commission has disregarded the fact that CCSF students transition into jobs in universities at a higher rate than students at other state community colleges. She says accreditors are grading schools based on strict administrative benchmarks.
Did it acknowledge that we are a quality public institution? Yes. But it has started to focus and make the issues around finance and governance, et cetera, trump the issues of what we are doing for our students and what the importance of this community college is to its surrounding community.
And Lovett might have a point. An investigation conducted by a Cal State Sacramento graduate student found the commission was sanctioning institutions at a rate that is excessive compared to other regional commissions. And just this week, federal education officials criticized the commission for being out of compliance in four key areas, citing an appearance of conflict of interest and too few faculty members on evaluation teams. For its part, the commission's chair, Cheryl Amador, says her group is simply upholding tough standards, making colleges accountable.
And if a college is going to collapse because they run out of money, then that's the first thing you've got to be concerned about, because you can't deal with the educational issues if, in fact, you have such looming financial issues that you can't continue to operate.
Robert Agrella, the man tapped to get San Francisco City College out of its mess, agrees with that analysis. So now he begins the work of uniting a faculty on behalf of tens of thousands of students.
This is an issue. Can Bob Agrella work with the administrators, the faculty, and the staff here to save City College? We've got to work collectively. We've got to work together.
For the California Report, I'm Anna Tentakulis.
And that's the California Report for Friday, August 16th, the production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with additional engineering by Howard Gelman, Rob Spate, and Jim Bennett. The directors are Paul Ancour and Vinnie Tong. Our interns are Carly Naren and Rachel Marcus. The editing staff includes Victoria Malleon and Julia McAvoy. Our producers are Nina Thorson and Susie Racho. The senior producer is Ingrid Becker. The executive producer is Raul Ramirez. I'm Rachel Myra. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Endowment. Health happens in schools at calendow.org. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as email archiving for compliance and litigation readiness. Barracuda.com.